Welcome to Blessed to be a Blessing. This is session 6. We're moving from the standpoint of moving along and trying to help us understand the really that we're blessed. And the whole point of us being blessed is that we're to be a blessing. Now I want to sort of shift gears and talk about practically how are we a blessing. Now, Genesis 1, we call it the God's original intent for man. Verse 28 says God blessed them. So in creation, when God created man, he blessed him. First thing he did is blessed him. So that's what we've been saying from the very beginning. We are blessed. And how do we cooperate with that blessing so that we can be a blessing? And he called them and he told them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. So basically, he said there's 5 realms there. There is the individual realm, be fruitful. Then he says multiply, was talking about the family unit. Then fill the earth. I mean, that's the mandate of the church, is to go make disciples of all nations. And then subdue and have dominion really have to do, those are warfare terms, that have to do with the marketplace and civil government. So those are the different realms that we're supposed to be in. So he blessed those, and he's blessed us, and he blessed us, and the very first one is being fruitful. Now, my position is that if we are going to be a blessing, if we're going to literally live our lives in a way that we're blessing other people, we've got to understand that first and foremost, we have to be fruitful. Now, no one can make you fruitful. And by the way, no one can keep you from being fruitful but you. You determine whether or not you're going to be fruitful. I determine whether or not I'm going to be fruitful. I mean, it's just the way it is. No one can make you fruitful, and you can't keep some, nobody can keep you from being fruitful if you really want to be fruitful. So let's go to John chapter 15, and we're going to spend some time in John chapter 15 because this is truly Jesus's explanation about how to be fruitful. John chapter 15, I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. It says, I'm the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Wow. So what he's saying is that he is the vine, the source of life. He is the life giver. And so he's using a picture of something that they probably were very familiar with in that day and time, is the vines. They saw grapevines and all kinds of vines growing there. And he realizes that the branches bear fruit not because they strive and they work real hard. They bear fruit because they're connected to the vine. That's what he's saying. If you don't bear fruit, he's taking you away. He takes you away. But he's just saying, look, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So he's making it very clear. The only way that we can bear fruit, the only way we can be fruitful, is that we have to remain, stay connected to the source of life. The vine is the source. The source of life is rooted down into the soil, and the nutrients and the water flows up through that vine and out to the branches, and then bears fruit. So the point is that he's saying, look, I'm the vine. I am the source of life. There is no life outside of me. And if we understand being fruitful, then what he's saying is, he goes, look, abide, remain, stay in me. Don't wander around, and I will be in you. So there is this command literally says, abide in me. How do we abide in him? He goes, it's very, very clear, you can do nothing outside of me. Nothing. Wow. That's amazing. If we really understood the power of what he's saying here, we'd recognize that, whoa, I mean, we can do anything. Verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they're burned. Now, just practically speaking, when you think about the vineyard or you think about vines, the dead branches, that's exactly what they do. But why do they dry up? Because they're not connected properly to the vine, or they've got some kind of disease. So he's saying the same thing. Guys, listen, you are responsible to abide in him. Don't look for somebody else. Don't make an excuse, well, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and there's no way I can do this. No. No, he's saying, no, you are responsible. What Jesus has done for us at the cross, he has put us back into that place that we're now responsible for our lives. There's no excuse. If I'm either abiding in him or I'm not abiding in him, I'm either living in Christ or I'm not living in Christ. It's not a, well, sort of maybe every once in a while. No, he's saying, look, the vine and the branches don't come and go. They're either going to be connected to the vine and produce fruit, or they're going to wither, fall off, and they're going to be burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a moment, because this is how you abide in him. You abide in him through his word. He has given us his word. His word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. It doesn't return void without accomplishing what it was sent forth to accomplish. Jesus is the word. So we don't have an excuse. So, I mean, so I don't know how to abide in him. In his word, because he is the word. And he's given us a spirit who's the spirit of truth. He goes on to say later here in John chapter 16 that the spirit will not speak on his own, but he will tell you things that he hears. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will tell you things to come. So the spirit of truth leads us and guides us in the truth, which is Jesus, and connects us through his word. So he basically said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So again, he's saying, what a promise. What's the promise? The promise is whatever we ask, if we're abiding in him and his words abiding in us, if we're living in that relationship of bearing fruit. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you be my disciples. God's desire is that we bear fruit. He wants that. But how do you bear fruit? By being connected to the vine. How are we going to be a blessing? By being connected to the blessed one. See, if I understand the power of blessing, I'm already blessed. What we've been talking about, when I understand and I move into that place, so that I am blessed. You want to stay blessed? Stay connected to the blessed one. And then blessings flow. Again, think the vine. The vine produces everything that the branch needs to bear fruit. So I'm not trying to do something for Jesus. I got to do more. No, I've got to stay connected to him. I am blessed because I'm connected to the blessed one. He's blessed. He's blessed me. So when you understand the power of, wait a minute, it's not by my great effort or by great works or by doing something. No, it's by my abiding. It's by my remaining and staying in him. And he says, hey, I want you to bear fruit. That's what he says. Verse 9 says, as the Father loved me, I've loved you. Abide in my love. See, what we're really talking about here, again, we go back to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. If you really are motivated by love, what's going to happen is you will be a blessing. You won't consider yourself. You'll consider others. And when you start considering others, I'm telling you, they'll be blessed. They'll be blessed because you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessing them. And so why? Because I'm connected to the vine. I'm connected to Jesus. I'm connected to His amazing love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Again, the connection is what we're talking about here. We're not talking about performance. We're not talking about trying to perform to do something. We're talking about connection. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way to the Father. So he's our connector. Verse 11 says, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that you shall be, that you may be full of joy. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you." So what he's saying is that Father loved us, Jesus loved us. If we're connected to him, if we're, again, abiding and dwelling in him, then we're abiding in love. So you understand the root system is of the vine is love. That's what, if the root system's love, then that's what's going to come through the vine and going to come out as fruit. So what he's saying here is if you really love me, if you understand the dynamics, the Father loved the Son loved the Father, they've loved us and given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So the source bed is love. So if we're rooted in the, if we're in the vine and we're abiding in the vine and we're abiding in him, the fruit's going to be fruit, going to be love. So what does that look like? Blessing. So if I truly love one another, I'm going to be a blessing. So that's why it's rooted in him. He is love. The Father is love. You know, it says God is love. He's not just, he doesn't just love, he is love. His very essence is love. So therefore, he's called us to abide and to remain and to dwell in him. And he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." Verse 13 says, "Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." But you see, he calls us friends. He laid his life down for us. He gave his life while we were still sinners. In Romans, it says that while we were still sinners, he went to the cross and died for us. Amazing love. And he says, "If you're my friends, you'll do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all those things you've heard from my Father, I've made known to you." Do you realize that you're a friend of God? A friend of God. Most of us don't think like that. You know, a friend. He calls us friend, not a servant. He doesn't need servants. He's looking for relationship. He's calling us into a relationship. He wants us to have friends. Many of you watching this, and I've talked to so many people, they go, "I just don't have any friends." You have a friend that sits closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He calls us friends. We need to help. I'm going to pray here in a minute, but we're going to pray that God's going to remove all of the barriers and all of that old condemnation and all of that old guilt that would keep us from fully receiving his love, and really pray that God will help us abide in him. He is love. And he says, "Look, I don't call you a servant anymore. I call you a friend." I'm going to pray that God would help us to understand we're a friend of God. It's not because I do everything. It's not because I've been faithful. It's not because I don't ever do anything wrong. That's because he has done everything. And wow, he calls us friend. "A servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that you heard from my Father, I've made known to you." Verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Wow. I mean, wow. I don't know what else to say. He's saying, "Look, you didn't choose me." And remember, it says we didn't first love him. He first loved us. He said, "But I chose you, and I've appointed you," or "I've commissioned you, I've ordained you, you should go and bear fruit." I want to take just a moment. I want you to think about this. God's saying, "Look, you didn't choose me. I chose you. From the beginning of time, I chose you. Remember, we talked about that in Ephesians. It says, from the foundation of the world, he chose us to be holy and blameless before him in love. He chose you. He chose me. Let that sink deep. God Almighty chose you. If you're listening to this, he chose you. And he chose you. And he commissioned you. He's ordained you. He's appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should remain. Isn't that amazing? So back to the vine. The branches don't grunt and strain trying to produce fruit. No, they produce fruit because they're connected to the vine. That's exactly what he's saying here. The picture is, he says, look, you don't have to try to perform for me. You don't have to do anything. Here's the key to bearing fruit. Here's the key to being a blessing. Abide in him. Abide in the word. Abide in the source of life that comes from being connected to Jesus Christ. The love of the Father flows through us, and if we will allow that love to flow through us, it will motivate us to be a blessing to the world around us. And that's really what he's saying here. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Isn't that amazing? Because here's the context of this, again, is abiding in the vine. If you understand what he's saying here, he's saying, look, if you're connected to the source of life, you're going to be motivated by the life and the love that comes from that root system, which is the Father and the Son, and you're going to ask things that are going to be perfectly in harmony with him. What does that look like? Being a blessing. You're not. It's not about me. It's not living for me. It's not my self-centeredness. It's not about all the things that I need. He knows what you need. Remember what he said? He told you, don't waste a whole lot of words praying about what you need. I already know what you need. And what do we need? We need him. We need a greater revelation of who we are in him. We need a greater revelation of who he is in us. We need a greater revelation of him and his word in us. That's what he's saying. Do you want to bear fruit? This is how you bear fruit. You abide in the vine. You abide in Jesus. You abide in the word of God. You let that word become flesh in you. Once you do that, you will be fruitful, because he said, this is my plan from the very beginning. And then verse 17 says, these things I have commanded you, that you love one another. So he wraps it up by this whole thing. So here's the fruit. The fruit is loving one another. The fruit is that I would live this blessed life with the attitudes that we talked about in the last session. I would begin to live my life based on those attitudes, and I'm so blessed, and I'm abiding in Christ, and since he's love, love's going to come through me. So that love is going to come through me. That's the fruit. And I'm going to be fruitful, and I'm going to let that love flow. What does it look like? It looks like a blessing. Being a blessing. Being a blessing everywhere I go. Being a blessing to everybody I come in contact with. Be a blessing to how I live my life. To be a blessing to the people around me. To be a blessing to my spouse, to my children, to my parents. Being a blessing, being a blessing, being a blessing. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to be a blessing today? I mean, and nothing changes all day. Why? Not because I'm doing something for Jesus. It's because I'm abiding in the vine. Because when my system is being nourished from Jesus, from his love, from the love of the Father flowing through me, it's going to bear fruit. I don't have to try to do something. I try to make something happen. No, if I'm abiding in him and his words abide in me, then that fruit is going to come out. And I'm telling you, because of that love, it's going to come out as a blessing. You're going to be a blessing. So you may say, well, you know, how do I know? Well, if you're because of the attitudes, and you're going to be a blessing to people around you, everybody is going to recognize someone that being a blessing, not being obnoxious, but being a blessing, letting your light so shine that men will see your good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven. Now, I want to pray for us, because like I said, everything flows from this. Everything flows from, I cannot multiply, fill the earth, subdue, and have dominion unless I first abide in the vine. If I'm not being fruitful, the rest of those realms I will not be effective in. But if I am fruitful, then I will be effective as a father or a mother or a child, but in the family unit. I will be effective in the church realm. I will be effective in the marketplace. But it all begins with me choosing to be fruitful. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to be a people that are fruitful. Help us to be people that really know you, that abide in you, that let your word abide in us. So, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that we'd be a people that would really be so rooted and grounded in your love, that, Lord, the fruit of that love would flow through us to those around us, that we would be the expression of blessing. Lord, we want to be a blessing. And I ask you, Lord, to help us to understand how blessed we are. Help us to understand this picture of abiding in the vine. Help us to understand that fruit is not generated because we strain or work harder, but it's because we abide in your amazing love. Your love is what motivates us. Your love is something that never fails. It's your love that you've loved us with, and then you've told us to love one another. Father, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for your amazing love. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the vine, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you help us and guide us and direct us into all truth. And we are so blessed, so, so blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.